back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we are live on 97.1 Free FM. Sitting down here at Ski Dazzle, Brian Whitman's favorite broadcast of the year.
Well, it's great to be here, and you know what it means, that Christmas is coming, the holidays are upon us whenever we're at Ski Dazzle. See, look at the guy there with the snowboard. Big sticker on it says sale. We talked to a guy, excuse me, a moment ago, who said the snowboard he bought here for $200 is online for $400.
Yeah, you know what you can do is buy stuff down here and put it up on for sale on eBay.
Well, you could do that, or if you snowboard or ski, just get all of your gear here, and you see a lot of dudes and chicks, too, just walking around with both hands full of stuff because everything's marked down and there's a ton of inventory. So make sure you get here. They'll be open till 11 tonight, 11 to 10 tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday from noon to 6.
All right, come on down. Ski Dazzle costs $17 to get in, but you get a $51 lift ticket for free to Bear Mountain or Snow Summit. So come on down.
Right.
All right, last Wednesday. Geez, is that only a day before yesterday?
Yeah, no, it seems like it can't be, but it was 48 hours ago.
Wow.
Seems
like 5 weeks ago.
Doesn't it seem a long time ago?
All right, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank joined us on KCAL, and Brian Whitman has been trying to get Frosty to go to the movies with him forever, it seems.
Well,
like.
That's not exactly true.
That's not true?
As you'll hear on the tape, I was under the, you know, I love Jimmy Carter.
Yes, you do.
And there's this, the former president, and there's this new documentary movie all about him in the movie theaters. And I have a thing, I can't go to the movies alone. I always have to find somebody to go with me. And I heard...
You've never been to a movie alone?
One time in 1992.
You didn't like it?
It was Basic Instinct. I looked like a real freak. So I bailed. I left because I was embarrassed.
Before the shot or after?
After the shot, I was like, I got to get out of here. People are going to think I'm just like...
Got to get home and hit that stick.
Well, no, I didn't want to look like the perv who, you know, by himself, you know, goes to Basic Instinct, you know, 100 times.
Right.
But anyway, I had heard Frosty on the radio tell Heidi and Frank that he was a big fan of Jimmy Carter. So I emailed him and said, let's go see this movie, dude. And he said no. He emailed me back and declined my invitation.
And then you emailed him back, and he failed to open up your new email.
He claims he never read it.
But he emailed me the other night, last night, and he said that you unsended your email to him.
I'm not going to discuss it on the air, Tim. Did
you do that?
With AOL, and Frosty is an AOL user, as I am, there is the ability to unsend. And if you tell me on the radio that you're not going to read my email, I might take it back.
You unsend it. Do you still have it, though? Could you read it?
A copy when you unsend, not that I'm confirming that, but when you unsend an email from AOL, it warns you a copy of this will not remain in your mailbox.
Okay.
So it goes away forever.
All right. So we'll never know what it said.
That is correct, sir.
Okay. All right. But here is Brian Whitman. Basically approaching Frosty and asking him why he didn't want to go to the movies with him.
I didn't want an argument. I only wanted an answer.
Right. But you were offended by him declining your invitation.
Well, as best I can tell, Frosty's not, you know, the busiest dude. His social calendar is not jammed solid. So I thought that was a guy who would accept a movie invitation. I mean, I've gone to the movies with Jerry.
Right.
I mean, you know, Frosty's going to say no to me. It was very uncomfortable, very unexpected.
All right, here's the confrontation between Brian Whitman and Frosty from Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show. Here we go.
Brian, you and I really are so much alike because I'm self-conscious about them being able to see through the side of your grocery bag, the little thin plastic thing that saves trees. They can see right through
there. They can see right in. Now, Frosty, but I have to say this to you. You and I do have a lot in common, and about a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago.
Oh, here we go.
No.
No, the audience needs to hear this.
No, I beg of you, no.
No, they deserve to hear it and to know exactly what happened.
Great, another uncomfortable moment.
I'm leaving.
I don't want to be the guy at the station that brings uncomfortable moments to all of his coworkers.
No, I love it. Don't get me wrong.
Screw them. Help me out. Just tell me the story here.
All right, it's coming. It's coming. Please, we got all night,
this
Paul.
This is foreplay, Paul.
You're not on the air till 11, for Christ's sake. I mean, you do a half hour. You do 22 minutes in 3 hours. What are you rushing me for?
I might have a birthday during this.
All right. Okay,
let's hear your version of this saga.
So Frosty sent me a very nice email, which I responded to. Also, I thought, very nice.
Very nice. Very cordial, friendly.
Very nice.
Right.
Okay. And I remember listening to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank one afternoon, and Frosty was talking about President Carter and talking about the Carter Center and how he loved Jimmy Carter.
And I was actually in Carter's inauguration for the marching band. I'm not that old. But anyway, I was representing the state of Indiana in his inaugural parade. Right. So I have this bond. I saw Jimmy Carter. We locked eyes.
Okay. He was cool, hip, and happening.
I've never met Jimmy Carter, but I'm like a Jimmy Carter fan. Tim knows this. Tim tries to paint him as an anti-Semite and gets crazy. And I get angry. I really respect Jimmy Carter. I really have a thing for him.
We have audio of Jimmy Carter.
This is not Jimmy Carter. Do not play this.
This is this is Jimmy Carter giving a speech about a month ago. He's talking to a crowd down in Florida.
He's building a house for people, for a homeless person. That's what he's doing with Habitat for Humanity.
I don't know what he's doing.
So anyway,
the Reich family.
I remember that Frosty was into Jimmy Carter. So this movie comes out, this documentary. It's called The Man from Plains by Jonathan Demme, the director. Mm-hmm. Unipol, you know him. I mean, he's no slouch. So I figure I got to see this movie. It's a documentary about Jimmy Carter. I got to do it. But I have the OCD, and I can't go to a movie theater by myself. I can't sit alone in a movie theater. I just cannot do it. So I said, I know. I'll email Frosty. He's the only other person I've ever even heard who has this Jimmy Carter Jones. So I email him maybe top five world's nicest emails, inviting him to come to the movie with me.
Mm-hmm. Like seven or eight paragraphs on and on.
That's exactly how the kind of emails you send. You should relate.
It was very cordial. Depressing. It did invite me. Christ. And what did I say? I said...
No!
Send.
Now we know Frosty's still well enough to know that he didn't just say no.
No.
How exactly, if you recall, and I'm sure you do because you probably cry every night thinking of it, how did I word my rebuff, my rejection? Did I use kid gloves? Did I just say... Hell no, I ain't hanging out with your ass.
No, but what you said was you basically revealed to me that I must have misunderstood what I heard on the air. Like a listener. You treated me like a listener.
The thing is,
you wrote
you
like
an autograph.
You said you'd take it to Ski Dazzle.
And then you said, but watch your mailbox for an autographed picture of the three of us. So rude.
And a Billy beer.
And I haven't seen the movie yet. So if anybody really likes Jimmy Carter and wants to go with me, I'll buy the tickets. I really want to see the movie. I mean, how rude is that?
Doesn't it sound like a wonderful, fun night watching a documentary on Jimmy Carter building villages for amputee Hebrew orphan amputees, whatever, with Dom
Christ.
DeLuise over here?
Oh, with Dom DeLuise? F you. Now, I invite, excuse me, add you now to the Likas list. F you.
Here's the thing, Brian.
No, I invited you to a movie. I asked you out to go for to have a meal and to see a movie.
Yes,
and by the way, you don't get out that much.
I reserve the right to say no without being a total ass.
All
how come you have to say yes when someone invites you out? I just didn't feel like hanging out with you.
Well, then...
I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, don't take it personally.
Well, how the hell don't you take that personally? I just didn't feel like hanging out with you.
I don't know how else to say it. I wasn't going to lead you on. I mean, you were like...
Well, I don't
like
want to get in your pants,
Frosty. It just seemed like you were really...
I wanted to go see a goddamn movie.
Maybe I was reading into it. It just seemed like you were really into me or something.
You're
let's go see
nut.
A documentary on
You're
Jimmy
a...
Carter and have You're coffee later.
Was that honestly your worry?
I get a good rate at Motel 6. We can spend the night. They have a...
Right.
Continental breakfast the next morning.
Come to the movie, and then I want to bang
we're
you.
We're the same
Frosty.
Size robe. We can share a robe and flip-flops on the shower.
I thought that my screen name, I want to F Frosty at hotmail.com, maybe was a little, threw you off a bit. But, you know, I'm going to tell you something about courtesy.
Okay.
Because maybe the woman in whose bed you got those crabs, maybe she didn't tell you this about courtesy. But when a nice person, and by the way, you initiated the email relationship.
All I did was say, hey, congratulations on your ratings or whatever the hell I was ingratiating you with. I didn't expect to be your best friend.
We didn't know that. By the way, we didn't know that.
Wait a minute. So you sent Brian a congratulations and he asked you out?
We didn't know that.
All I wanted to say was, hey, you guys sound great. I listen to you. Suddenly he wants to hang out with me. By the way, okay.
That is outrageous.
Let's just get it out.
No, that is outrageous.
Brian sent me a follow-up, which if you notice, you're on AOL too. You can check when someone reads it. Have you noticed I haven't even read your second email?
Oh, my.
It's listed as unread since like October.
You are such...
I refuse to answer it. Every time I sign on, it says, you have a mail. Yeah, I know it's Brian. I can't read it because I don't know I've read his mail.
You are such a bitch.
Check it tonight. It says unread.
I don't care. You know what? You know what I'm going to do tonight? I'm going to unsend it. I'm going to unsend it. So you're going to never read it.
Doesn't
you're
matter.
Never going to have a chance
it
to read it.
Doesn't matter. Say, well, don't check to see if you've unread and, or unsend it. Doesn't
you know
matter.
What? And then don't go on the air acting like you love Jimmy Carter when you don't, because the people who really do like the former president and think he's a man worth seeing in a movie got the wrong idea, goddammit.
You don't know what it's like. I want to use my computer and play Slingo, and I got to use Whiteout to blot out your name up there. Email, email, email. I know.
Frosty, I'm going to tell you something. I have seen you in Burbank. You never didn't see me see you.
Oh,
but
yes.
I have seen you.
Where?
Eating alone, my friend. Sitting in a restaurant, eating by yourself. I said, oh, Christ, that's Frosty. I got to turn the other way. Because I was embarrassed for you.
And you were there alone, observing me alone.
So I sent you an email thinking, maybe I'll drag this guy out of the house. He doesn't live far. We'll go to the movie, maybe go to Fuddruckers, talk about radio, and then I'll go home and he'll go home.
He loves Fuddruckers.
But you say no?
Not when he's there.
What the hell's wrong with me?
I want to go and concentrate on my hamburger. I don't want to listen to you doing stupid imitations of Bullwinkle all night.
You have to concentrate on a sandwich.
Honest to God, it was like
a burger bar.
It was like being in the second grade when you can't get anybody to play kickball with you, or you're the last person picked on the team.
Brian asked me the other day.
You had no right to be that mean to me.
Brian asked me the other day. Brian said, "Do I rub people wrong at this station?" And I said, what are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
So what? If someone asks you out, you have to say yes? What, have we gone socialist all of a sudden?
You don't have to say yes. And you,
well, I didn't.
I know you said no.
You
and
know.
It's fine. But I have to say this to you. I have to say this to you.
Yes.
It bothers you that he didn't email you back.
It's eating me up. But never. My friend, I respect you. And
oh, I'm your friend now. No, see what I mean? My friend.
Never.
My special friend.
Never. Please, Frosty.
Never again.
Never again will I invite you to anything.
Jesus. I think that's what he was looking for.
Jesus, help me get over this internal pain.
He
how
got,
will I live?
I swear to God, I'll go through every host on this station before I ever come back to you.
Oh, and, please,
and,
no.
And by the way, Mr. Stillwell, I am a good friend. You really blew it, pal. You blew it. I'm a damn good friend. You blew it.
Great.
I buy nice gifts.
You'll
nice
never meet
things.
Another guy like me.
Yeah, right, right. You go out there, Frosty.
It sounds like a pleasant laid-back evening, doesn't it? We can go to Starbucks and throw caffeine at each other.
You know what, Frosty? Fine. Go to movies with other guys. Pick any guy you want. Have a good time. Go out with 20 guys. None of them. I promise you.
Okay,
we'll
tell you
treat
what.
You the way I would have treated you.
Brian, I'll tell you what.
You know what? That's the first time I've ever heard two guys break up on the air.
Tim.
Who never went out.
Stay out of this, Tim. Oh, I guess it's your show. Okay, tell you
and
what.
And I still haven't seen the movie.
Maybe we should. Is it still on? I'll tell you what. Maybe I should go, because at least next to you I would look thin.
Oh, my God.
All right. A right, major battle going on between the two heavyweights here.
My,
I don't,
these guys didn't say a word to each other.
I don't know about you,
break.
Fellow Tupster, but I resent the heavyweights comment. A little tinge of social comment.
Well, I meant
that.
A heavyweight fight. I mean, like a world champion.
By that,
you know.
While we're on, you know, body size and everything, I was driving around one day listening to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, and my name came up. And I believe you said on the air, Frosty, in fact, I know you did.
Was it something witty, wise, charming, and funny as hell?
Inaccurate it was.
Mm-hmm. You said, 4 out of 5.
You said that you and I have the same, quote, body type, close quote.
I was really cutting myself down that day.
Oh, God.
You did say
I'm not
that.
Willing to lower my, you know, the thing is, you and I are very similar physically.
Right. Why are you looking at me like that? Like you don't like me.
In silhouette in a dark alley, I think we'd be very, very hard to tell apart. We're very similar.
Right.
Now, I shouldn't go here because you're going to get all upset again. You'll throw another hissy fit.
No, Frosty, I don't get
I don't
upset.
Hang out with people who look like me. It's too degrading.
He hates himself, so why would he hang out with you? Yeah. That reminds him of himself.
I can do better.
Frank, all I asked was a movie. It's like I got, all I said was, let's just go to the movie because I thought we had a common interest in President Carter. I mean, if it was a movie about off-roading, and I liked off-roading, I'd call Malibu Dan and say, let's go see the movie.
Right. It wasn't a movie. It was a documentary. A movie's like Billy Elliot, Titanic,
but Heidi,
Steel Magnolias. Now we're talking movie.
You sit next to this guy every day.
Yeah.
Have you heard the references to Jimmy Carter?
Every day, Frank and I look at each other and go, how old are you, 112? We're still talking about Carter?
Usually it's an Amy Carter reference directed at you.
There was a reference about you today that I think it'll make you feel good and put the branch of peace out there. Because I went home for Thanksgiving, and I was playing a game called Would You Rather with my entire family.
Oh,
now,
yes.
That game can get kind of out of hand sometimes.
A little racy?
A little racy. And so I threw out a hypothetical would you rather of my own, and I said, Frosty, would you rather have sex with Brian in private or have sex with Tim in front of Elton John?
Wow.
And he said, I would rather have sex with Brian in private.
Oh, look
wow.
at that. All
I did.
Really.
Look
I did
that.
Say that. Come here.
Seriously. Oh.
Only because he loves Elton John and doesn't want to show anybody he's cheating on him, right?
That's so funny.
Is that right?
He doesn't want to look taken.
Yeah. He wants to seem available to Elton in case Elton never leaves David.
Have you seen the Bee movie?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I want to see that.
Oh, well, then maybe you and I will
you
go. I'm going to strike up a friendship with one of the three of you if it's the last thing I do.
Maybe Frank and I and you could go to see the Bee movie.
That would be nice.
Never heard of it. Why do they market it a little bit?
Tim doesn't invite me places.
No, I don't. But this is also, I mean, if you've listened to our show, you know that Brian is a big fan of Lowe. He's a big fan of Barry Manilow.
When you say big, you do mean
major.
A metaphorically major fan. Huge, large.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Right, yeah.
Just major fan of Elton John and also of Barry Manilow.
Well, again.
And he's actually.
You always send the wrong message.
He actually has been standing online for a concert of Barry Manilow with a male friend of his in Las Vegas.
Oh, my.
Tim, the way
and I thought to myself, I would rather kill myself than stand in line with a friend.
You camped out for Barry Manilow?
No, I did not camp
out. He's a
fan
of Lowe,
Frank. I did not camp out. This is how
but he has a sly way of asking a friend of his to the Barry Manilow concert. His friend will be gambling blackjack, drinking and smoking, and he'll slide a ticket to Barry Manilow.
It's like, it's a seductive method of just kind of sliding the... By the way, those tickets are expensive. If you see Barry Manilow with me, you sit in the intimate stage side seating.
Right. But how do you take the stink off the fact that the two of you are standing in line for the concert? I mean, are you wearing a football helmet?
Tim,
are you carrying a Heisman trophy?
Tim.
How do you take the stink off?
I am a stud online for Barry Manilow. Most of the dudes are like in heels.
Yeah.
So...
That's my point.
I'm like a real dude. I'm like you there. You know, I'm like the you there. But look, here's your problem. Your problem, Tim, is that you're too judgmental. I'm a big Barry Manilow fan. I used to grow up, my mom would be listening to the music, so it reminds me of childhood.
Did you have a poster on your wall?
No, I don't, Frank.
Oh, Mandy, you
did
came
you ever?
And you
no.
gave without taking.
You
but
an
I sent you away, oh, Mandy. I love it.
I
love it. I weep.
Do you have an autographed picture of him?
Yes, I do. See, I've been in broadcasting, you know, for...
21 years.
21 years. Thank
right,
you.
I hear that every night.
Thank you, Tim. And of all of the people I've met, celebrities, I've asked one for an autograph. And it was Barry Manilow. And he was so...
Jerry, please.
He was so nice. And he is just so great in concert, and Elton John is great. Now, I've seen Guns N' Roses, too. I've seen, like, Billy Joel. I saw Kiss. I see studly stuff, too, Tim.
But no autographed pictures.
That is correct.
The same guy saw Kiss and Manilow?
That is correct.
He's well-rounded.
I have...
And I don't mean that in a fat way. I mean, you're
How many
your
personalities do you have?
There's nothing wrong with my musical selections. I like concerts. I like to see these people. And by the way, when I go, by the way, Frosty, who didn't go with me to the movie.
Send me an email. Maybe I'll get back with you.
When I go out, my friend.
Yeah.
When I go out, I get a nice meal. I mean, an expensive meal. And I would have bought it for you. And
tell
everything.
You what. Tell you what. Wow. Send me an email. My address is noeffinway.com.
I can't believe, though, you still have an unread email.
Yes.
From Brian Whitman.
See, I couldn't delete it because he would know that I deleted it unread. So
what's more insulting?
Yeah. Well,
not
you know,
reading it for 8 months?
Well, yeah, you know, the silence was, I couldn't let him know that he got to me.
Is there an expiration where
that I got
go
to
away?
You? Are you a lunatic?
You didn't get to me, but I didn't want you to think that you did, so I didn't click read.
See,
I wanted you to know that it was unread, thinking, oh.
If Frosty deletes it right away, it looks like, well, maybe he was just running through and clearing out his email and didn't see it.
Because it says.
But if I've been there since October. You know he's seen it.
But the head games.
And he never opened it.
But it says
deleted. Are there any other unopened emails you
have?
No,
just his. Just his.
What did I do to you?
See, when you delete a mail, someone at AOL can know that it was deleted unread. I didn't want you to know that I didn't want to read your email.
So you
so I just
care.
Left it unread.
You're not curious as to what's in there?
I have no. Are you kidding me?
I'm unsending it tonight.
Have you heard the last half hour? It's stuff like that.
All right, it's the Conway and Whitman Show. Frost, Eddie, and Frank join us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.